Satnam, hello?
Satnam.
Satnam, who is this?
This is Hariinder.
Hariinder?
Yes.
Satnam, and who else?
Saranam.
Hi, Saranam, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. Well, is it a beautiful day where you all are?
Windy.
Windy, who said that?
Saranam.
Oh, so California is windy today.
Yeah.
How interesting.
New Jersey has 89 degrees and it's sunny and bright.
Oh, no. Really? You have summer already.
Yeah, 89. It's like a freak temperature. We don't have 89 at this time.
No.
We're like in the 60s and 70s, but today it's 89. Yesterday was 80-something.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
it's beautiful. It's like bright and green and, oh, just glorious.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. And who else just came on?
Kehar is here.
Hi, Kehar. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Okay, so I guess we will go ahead and get started. I do want to remind you all about the telecourse that we're going to have with Amandeep Singh. He's going to be in Singapore, but he's going to be, wait a minute. Mother City Chand is telling me something here. He says, yes, he's the expert on my history, he says, but each one of you have to tune in to me to be the real experts. Okay. So, okay, so anyway, we're really looking forward to that class, and it's going to be happening 22nd and 29th of April. Okay, so long deep breathing. Palms together at the center of the chest. And eyes at the third eye point. And inhale. Om Namo Buddhaya. Namo. Begin to connect with each other. All the people on the line, all the people who will hear this recorded, and all the people who are listening to the recorded version, please, you do heart breath too and connect with us, please. Remember, in the ultimate, there is no division of time and space. You're with us. Thank you. And now begin to connect to all of this beautiful earth. Good. And now, Baba Siddhichan would like you to connect with him. So please relax and allow, well, he says, allow me to connect with you, he says. So relax and allow him to connect with you. Good. Feel him in your heart. And feel that coziness and that solidarity with him. Is kind of jumping around in his happy dance. He's happy to be here today. Well, he's always happy. He says, no, I'm not always happy. He says, I'm happy deeply inside, but sometimes I get really, really, how can I say? He says, you can say that I get really, he says, deeply working in a very torrential way, he says. He says, I have that side too. So, he says the people who come and listen to me, he says whether they listen on this phone call or whether they actually listen with their own inner ear, he said they are tuning into their own blessedness. And he says that is what I'm here to facilitate. He says I am not here to rest in my laurels. He said that would be stupid. He says I have no laurels. He says his only, he is only a transportation vehicle to take us from our small conception of ourselves to the reality of who we are. He says he is the vessel. He says he is the vessel to help break your vessel. And what he means by that is this small vessel that we have, that we think that we are limited, that we can't do, that we have fears, that nothing is in our control, he says, that's what he's here to break. And he likes that, and that's why he dances around all the time. And he says if you stay tuned into him, you will hear his answers. No mistake. He says, you remember when Bush used to say that? He said, anyway, make no mistake. He said, I am with you. I will be here with you. Your soul is with you. Your religion is with you. All the Buddhas are with you. He says, you have all the helps imaginable. He says, how could you ever possibly think that you're alone, that you're a squatter here on earth, that you have no accomplices, in other words, no relationships to care for you, nobody to have the deepest connection to heart. Let me ask you, is there somebody who is outside? It sounds like wind in the phone.
I hear a crackling.
Yeah. So if anybody is outside, would you press star 6? And then when you want to talk on the phone, then press star 6 again,
sure,
and
yes.
That will unmute you. I beg your pardon?
Sure, again, it was so scary. I was outside, but I was on mute. I'll put the mute back on. I just want to let you know that.
Okay. Thank you.
But what I am hearing is this weird typing noise. Is somebody typing?
Okay.
I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay. Thank you. And there were also people talking in the background earlier, so... if you have any of that going on, please press star 6, and then when you want to talk, and then press star 6 again. Amazing, this electrical setup. Okay, so now he says, I just want you to relax, he says. Relax, that's where I live. He says, I can't get hold of you if your agenda is so much bigger than the universal agenda. He says, for instance, filling our lives with things to do that must be done, to get uptight about things, to get to power up against deadlines, and worrying about whether our associates value us, and trying to make things happen, push your family to get ready for school, fulfill all your destinies. But that what he means is fulfilling all the things that you think are important in your life. He says it's too much. He says it takes you away from being who you are and where you are. He says, guess who you really are? He says, you're this little undiapered baby living in the heart of its mother's womb. He says, that's who you really are. He says, did you have anything to do then? No. All you had to do was rest there while your body developed. That was it. He said, in that way you can be in total communion with who you are. He says, you cannot realize the total presence of a child as it's gestating. And then it's born, and then it goes, yikes, this is what I got myself in for. But just go back into that womb presence. He says, sometimes, even at that stage, the mother goes through frights, she's upset, she is scared of having the baby, and so on. So that also interacts on you, even at that pre-age. He says, please forgive all of those people who have trespassed against you. He says, do it now, please. He says, because that has tightened the screws on your consciousness, and it does not serve you. It no longer serves you. It did while it was happening, but it no longer serves you. So he says, please breathe. And please forgive all of those people and yourself for all of those notions that you were not good enough, that you did not belong, that the heart of you is not valued. He says, please forgive it. Go deeply, deeply within, into the very marrow of your being. Says, that is who you are. He's asking you now to allow the difficult sensations, the difficult conceptions and preconceptions that we've garnered over lifetimes. He says, forgive it. This time is up. It has built us into who we are, like straitjackets, like molds. He says, now, when we let those molds go, then we can find the beauty, the flowering, the self-knowing. He says, in each and our most unique way. Each soul has programmed itself over millennia in order to go through these processes. He says, and now it is time to let go those molds. Let them go. Forgive them. So that you can actually be free. Free in a way that you never, ever thought possible before. It's beyond thinking. You are simply free. Free to follow the utmost interior expansive calling of your soul. He says, and he, Baba Siddhichand, is there to magnify that. He says, when you call on me, he says, I am in total touch with your own soul. So don't ever think that we are in opposition. He said, my job is to take you there, to be there. Also, that's the work of Yogi Bhajan. Yogi Bhajan is very totally, how can I say? He's grounding into the earth now and helping you with this healing process. He's very satisfied with it. And also all of the gurus, Guru Ram Dass, all of the gurus, and all of the angels and saints, that is their job. If you can call it job, it's more like their happiness. Their happiness is allowing each one of us to be transported to our most expansive center to know ourselves as a God self. So now just let yourself bloom. Let yourself bloom. Petal by petal, opening, opening. Opening into the presence of who you are. Being the world cherisher. In other words, cherish being on earth. Trying to run away from it, not trying to grab on to staying here. Simply cherishing this earth. That your expansive soul has come here to enjoy, to be, to play, to create a heart, and now to find the total expansive universal heart within your heart. Allow the coziness. Coziness and freedom together. They are not at opposite ends of the pole. They are of the same cloth. They are the same being. And that is your being. Your being who you are. Okay, now breathe. Breathe and just feel the expansiveness. Just allow that to happen. He's not going to talk for a little while. He's just going to ask you to breathe and to relax into that purity of being. Deep breath. Deep, slow breath. And on every breath, let the awareness, the experience of your own incredible, indelible preciousness expand on every breath. And now, feel the blessing of it. In this beautiful experience, the knowing of a total awareness of who you are, in that expansiveness, Now you are the crucible. Allow the universe to be within you. Allow the universe to be within your own being. And merge. Merge now. Allow connection at every level beyond human comprehension. Allow it to occur. Yes, and now, with that, allow your heart. Allow your heart to be present so that the universe may expand totally within your own heart. And he says, this is who you are, my precious beings. This is who you are. Anything else is a lie. Why would you carry a lie around with you? He says, if you ever feel anything else, he says, you just give it right back to me, and I will eat it right up. He says, I digest that crap very, very well. And because you leave, because you exfoliate, he says, exfoliate all those temporary small puckering of the self. He says, because you shed them, he says, each one you shed, more and more, to simply relax into who you are. You don't have to claw your way into being who you are. All you have to do is shed. Shed these misconceptions. That's what the spiritual bath is about. That's what your precious yoga and meditation and mantra are about. He says it's about shedding all the crap. He says that's it. He says let your mind participate as well. Okay, and now he's rolling everybody up into one beautiful consciousness and playing ball. He's just having a wonderful time. He says because you all are magnificent. And it opens its heart. Well, in our terms, it opens its heart. It shines from his heart to see all of you blessed beauty beings emerging and finding that out yourself. He says, okay. He says, it's sharing time. He says, okay, questions? Or comments, or even just yogic breath. He says, who would like to share?
I feel very expansive.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a question about body.
Yes, this is Sadanam.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With all the changes that we're experiencing, you know, in the outer world, can we expect the physical body to change also? And is that, are we in that process? Or, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Please excuse me. He says, yes, dear, you are a very perceptive person. He says he loves your questions. He says, this body, you have to understand that this body is actually a conglomeration of energies. Energies on a number of different levels. He says, of course, the earth manifestation levels gives us the idea that these bodies are solid, that they are immutable, that they have their own little medical processes going on. He says, but if any of you have been to a healer who can transform and transcend pains and cramps and so on, you understand that it is the energies behind the bodies that are the actual rulers of the body. He says what's happening now is he's not saying that necessarily that we will change our appearance. He says, but the energies that interface with our bodies, as well as the energies that create the circuits of our bodies, are changing. He says the requirements of the body, what we have thought of as the requirements of the bodies, will be changing as well. Now, he says this will be happening over about 50 years, so that you might not even realize what's going on, because it happens over time. He says, although you may feel it, you may have been feeling it, he says, for perhaps past 10 years, 10 to 6 years. He says, with the higher vibrations of the body, you will find your body processes changing. He says your metabolism is changing. He says, are any of you struck by the fact that perhaps you're more tired these days, that you can't get yourself moving, that your mind is not working like it used to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
He says that's part of the transformation. He says it's not imagined. He says it's present, and it works like that. He says you might find over time that the aging process is not so difficult, and as you clear out, it will not offer as many pangs and as many droopings, as many, he calls it muscular contractions. He says you may find that changing. He is saying that as tensions dissolve, you may find yourselves more flexible. You may find your hearts more open. And he says that the greatest thing is that all of humanity, the ones who listen to this transformative voice, excuse me, please. He says you may find that as people clear out their unwarranted misgivings, holdings, limitations, you may find that many people, most people, will realize and understand the ability to move healing energy, so that humanity will finally live in a, he calls it a plexus of healing energy, rather than the kind that stomps you, that cuts you off, and makes you believe you are nothing, so that the healing energy cannot flow. He says, imagine everyone exchanging beautiful, uplifting, healing energy, what that could look like. And he says this also goes to your question last week, I believe it was, about healthcare in the future. And he said that the paradigm of healing and health will change. He says this is a partial explanation of it. Okay, so thank you, dear. And it looks like our time is up. So
this is Lucinda Heights.
Yes, hi.
And I just had come on a little bit ago and was listening.
Yes.
Are you still available to ask a question?
If it's a very short one, because you see, I don't want to keep these classes very long, because people don't have a lot of time in the daytime. Is it a very short one?
I suppose it could be.
Okay.
I had been hoping to have some insight. I was falsely accused by a girl child
mm-hmm.
of sexually molesting her
mm-hmm.
when I did not do so.
Mm-hmm.
And have gone now to trial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very, very hard now to hear people lying about me and not being fair in the legal process. And I have been feeling abandoned.
Yes.
Knowing that I have served God all my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very hard to not have been protected and saved from harm from this child, you know,
mm-hmm.
who is lying. And I've always believed that somehow truth should prevail.
Mm-hmm.
But it has not been allowed in the legal system to prevail. The legal system is very twisted and has thwarted truth coming forward.
Okay. Now, dear, this is not a small question after all. This is a very big question. So if you would like to do a private session with Baba Sudhi-chan, that would be wonderful so that we can look into it. Now, what he says if you look at truth from a one-lifetime basis, he says nothing makes sense. It is a jumble.
Mm.
It is a small part of the total process. He says if you look at truth on a multi-lifetime basis, then you understand, then you begin to understand what's going on. Now, he's asking you, please, once this recording comes up online, which will probably be this afternoon, he says, go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to it, because he asks you to give everything up to God, to give everything away. Do you understand? Okay. So we'll talk more about this personally, but we can't go on. It's not fair to the rest of the people, even though, you know, I'm sure everybody would like to know the outcome of this. Okay? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. God bless you, dear. And everybody, please send your heart breath to Lucinda. Please send your heart breath to Lucinda and continue doing it. This is a big one, and Baba Sudhi-chan says that she has taken on this particular karmic situation for her huge and immense growth because she has much to give in the future. She's already given much, but she has much to give. And he says he loves you, he has his arms around you, and there is purpose in this. There is purpose in this. Okay.
Thank
bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now, please, palms together at the center of the chest. Continuing heart breath for Lucinda. One. Inhale to begin our song. May the long time sun shine upon you, all around you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way. Inhale. And bow to that which is your most incredible infinity, to the purity, to the knowledge of who you are. Honor it, respect it, and be present. God bless you all. And Lucinda, would you stay on the phone just a minute? I mean, people can stay or not. Okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, dear. Let's see. What does Baba Sudhichan say? He says your heart is blessed, and he says that you've taken on this whole entire episode for a very great reason. And let me see. He says, now, when I talk to you about this, don't believe me just because I say it, okay? Only believe it because it feels true to you. And if you don't understand or you don't agree, you let me know right away, okay? Okay. So now you are sitting straight. You are doing long, deep breathing through your nose. Okay, but don't breathe into the mouthpiece, because that's all
Sorry.
We hear then. Huh?
Sorry.
It's okay. He says, first of all, do you understand about how the laws of karma work? Have you ever heard? Or do you subscribe to past lifetimes? Let's start there.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know how the laws of karma heard that before?
I know a little. I don't.
Okay. So, you know, in this New Age jargon, we talk about bad karma, good karma. When you start talking to soul, soul has no concept of good or bad karma. Karma is. In other words, you do, and this is the way we all work. We do a crummy thing in one lifetime, and then the next time we get to be the victim of it, and then we get to heal it. And in the healing, by the way, all of that is a huge setup that the soul puts together, okay? Our souls do it. Yikes, our soul sets us up for crap. But the reason is so that the persona, the person, can go deeper, is pushed to go deeper and deeper into who they are, into healing. Okay? So that finally when the healing occurs, you find that you have developed incredible abilities, incredible knowledge that you could not have ever done unless you had been through this whole cycle. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So now, having said that, the next thing I want you to do, there are two things in operation here. One would be guilt at having started this whole process rolling, and the other one is self-righteousness and being a victim at being on the receiving end. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Lucinda?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, speak up, dear.
Oh,
be with
sorry.
It.
I was
huh?
trying not to. I'm, yes, it does.
Okay, you're trying what?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, okay, so we're giving up guilt, and we're giving up being a victim. Okay? You're seeing what happens in the law. You understand that it's a crazy tangle of injustice, and I think we generally understand that. I heard a joke recently. How can you tell when a lawyer is lying? Do you know the answer?
No.
His lips are moving. Okay, and that was told to me by a lawyer, by the way. Okay. So now, your huge quest now is to be able to go through your own healing and come to your own neutrality. Do you understand? You may think, oh, what if I let this thing go? If I, I'm not telling you to let go of the court case. I'm not asking you to let go of that. But I am asking you to let go of the emotionality behind it. The victimization. Oh, my whole life is serving God and God is not serving me. Do you understand?
Intellectually, but it's hard to do.
Okay. Okay. because as long as you stay in that, that hamster exercise wheel, mm-hmm. you keep yourself in that hamster exercise wheel.
Mm-hmm.
The only way off it...
I definitely feel stuck.
At this moment, you feel sick?
I feel stuck.
You feel stuck. Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the wheel. I'm on that hamster wheel.
Okay. So what you are going to be doing is you are going to be working on relaxing. Relaxing so that you can move off that wheel. Okay? Now, of course, Hari Mandir is both of our good friends. And has she been teaching you meditations?
Yes.
Okay, which ones?
Well, I've been doing some of the different things for miracles and for the success in legal battles.
Uh-huh.
Chanting of the Gobinde, Mohande, and so on.
Uh-huh, okay, good.
My Om... I've a number of different centerings and heart and miracles and
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. also praying directly to ask for help from Sri John. So
that was Sri John. Okay,
mm-hmm.
good. He says, "Well, I'm here. You just it's hard to recognize when I'm helping." He says so. When you do these prayers, and he says incantations and so on, he says he wants you to relax, and he wants you to open up, to go to neutral. Hari Mandir is going to teach you how to go to neutral, which is called Shunya. She is going to teach you that, okay? You just say, Hari Mandir. Is Hari Mandir on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Okay, so you are going to teach her that, okay? Shunya. Okay? And learn how to go to neutral. As long as you're uptight about this whole thing, you're going to continue the process. Do you understand? Baba Siddhi Chan was talking about the energies. He says this is a prime example of energies, and they will continue to self-fulfill until you start relaxing. Okay, so now let's go back into another life. Okay, so let's have you do it, okay? So Lucinda, please sit straight. Oh, Hari Mandir, you do it too. And we'll just get Lucinda, use your healing breath as well. Okay, Hari Mandir?
Okay.
Okay. Long deep breath. Eyes at the third eye point. Long deep breath through the nose, making your belly move. Now, continuation of things, there was a certain event, a certain incident that happened to set all this in motion. So I'm just going to ask you to relax. Okay. So we'll do what we can in 10 minutes. So, please go to your third eye point and relax, and relax. Be present. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and on 3, you will be at the time when this situation was created. Relaxing, one, two, and three, and you're there. And look down at your feet, inside your closed eyes. Men's feet, women's feet, children's feet. Lucinda?
Yes.
Men's feet, women's feet, children's feet?
I'm not understanding that.
Oh, it's something that you would see. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me, since we have so little time, let's just ask Baba Siddhichan. Okay, and when I say these things, don't believe me just because I say it. Again, I'm telling you very carefully. just take these things lightly, okay? It appears as though there was a time in another lifetime. It appears as though you are in black with a cape of some sort, an interesting hat, where you were a judge. Mm-hmm. You were a judge of some sort. And it appears as though this child, it appears as though perhaps at that time you might have done something untoward towards that child. And when that child tried to accuse you, you laid down a law of judgment against this child. Do you understand, Lucinda?
I hear you.
Well, how does that feel to you? Does that feel true or not true?
There's no sense of it being true or untrue.
Oh, okay. So now I'm in order to allow that to move through, I'm going to ask you to spend time in meditation forgiving whatever it was that set this in motion, forgiving yourself, forgiving this child, forgiving the court system, very, very deeply. Forgiving on a very deep level, not in your mind, but on a very deep level.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I get that whatever she feels that I have done, whatever has been done, if there has ever been anything that I have done, then I can only beg her forgiveness.
I'm not asking you to beg her forgiveness. I'm just asking you to ask for it and to accept it. Okay? It's forgiveness on every level. It's forgiveness also in this lifetime of the court system, of everything. Now, the reason I say that is because there are energy attachments going on here. People call them etheric cords. The only way that I've ever seen I've never seen cutting them or so on. I've never seen that work. The only thing that I've ever seen work is forgiveness. As Jesus said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That was extraordinary knowledge, extraordinary. So I'm going to ask you to sit in deep meditation in Shunya, and I'm going to ask you to go through that whole list of forgiveness. And Honey Munder, you can help her with that, okay?
Yeah.
And then as you do that, these cords dissolve, and then the energies can change. You can get off that hamster wheel. And instead of clutching so hard, being the victim, you just say, God's will. Do you understand? Okay. So
I hear that intellectually. I don't know if I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now there is a righteousness of the present that knows that I have done nothing in this time to this child. But if I could have ever done anything, I certainly did not mean to do so.
Okay, I'm asking you not to get into guilt. Absolutely not get into guilt. Soul takes these on, takes these situations on for a very great purpose. Do you understand? A very great purpose. And as you go through the whole healing of it, you will discover what incredible knowledge and abilities you have. I'm asking you to go neutral on it so that you can go through the process. And I feel that Hari Mandir is very well equipped to help you with that process. Okay? And Hari Mandir, if you have questions on that, you can let me know. But this is, I find that Hari Mandir is your healer on this. Do you understand? Both of you?
I yes. Believe her. I trust her.
Yes, I know you do, for good reason. Okay, Hari Mandir, do you have any questions on this?
My only, no, not really.
Okay. Okay, so Hari Mandir, keep me informed.
Okay.
Okay, and Baba Siddhi Chand says he loves you so much. He's sorry for all your pain. He says, but it's time for you to unravel. Unravel. And Hari Mandir is going to help you do it. And you're not going to get stuck in the outcome, the expectation, the happily ever after. You are going to go into relaxing from that hamster wheel. Okay? And that will change things. Okay?
I will try.
I know you will do well with Hari Mandir. Remember, her name means Temple of God. She is taking you in your energy, taking your energy into her Temple of God. Okay. So I'm sorry, but I think that our time is up, and it will be reinforced soon.
Thank you.
Okay. So God bless you all, and I'm sending my heart breath, my love, and my intention for healing to you. God bless you, dear. Okay. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.